This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Downgraded to a Category 1 storm. That's still very powerful. Correspondent Rick Leventhal has been in Daytona Beach all night long, all morning long. So, Rick, what are the conditions like now? Looks like things are picking up where you are, actually.
You know, Laura, it stopped raining for about 20 or 30 minutes, and I took my hat off. I thought we were out of this, and then a monsoon came in. The wind is still blowing pretty hard. I want to see, I don't know if you can see it now because of all the rain, but the roof is coming off the dominoes, and you can probably hear the metal banging on the side of the building.
Yeah, you can see it.
It's some kind of sheet metal that started ripping off. We heard it, and then we saw pieces of it coming off, and that's the one thing we're concerned about is there is stuff flying down Atlantic Avenue right now, mostly like signs and pieces of palm trees and other just objects that have come off of buildings. We heard that there may be some power lines down south of us on Daytona Beach, and we've seen a lot of transformers blow. And in fact, earlier tonight we were up north about two or three blocks in front of a t-shirt souvenir shop, and just as we were leaving, the windows blew out, and we just went up there a little while ago, and the windows are out, and water's getting in the store, and it's just one, some examples of the kind of damages they're going to be dealing with here. Obviously, nowhere near as bad as it was on the West Coast, but Volusia County is getting smacked right now. And they're telling us that we're going to have these tropical storm force winds with hurricane force gusts through the night into maybe 10, 11 a.m. tomorrow. And once the winds die down, they can reopen the bridges because they closed all the bridges between the beach and the mainland. Once they check out the bridges, they can reopen those, but you're going to have to show an ID that you live here if you want to get onto Daytona Beach until they can get this place cleaned up. And obviously, once the winds die down, they can then send out the power crews to start the difficult job of trying to get the power back on. We don't have updated numbers on outages, but they're definitely growing by the minute. We'll give you another.
Well, that's what's happening up in North Florida. I would say, Scott, being in the mid East Coast, in the Treasure Coast of Florida, you know, you learn with each experience. This is my personal second experience with a hurricane, Matthew, last year. And, you know, it was interesting to observe some of that stuff. But, and you know, I think some of this stuff, you know, turns out to be you roll the dice because you don't know. It's weather. And if you happen to be, as Marco Rubio said, that guy, which I couldn't help but laugh, and maybe it's only because you get a little bit giddy, you know, being locked down and, you know, you just can't wait to, you know, go outside because you're hunkered down in such a way. You don't want to take your chances with, you know, fallen wires or trees or anything like that. But one of the things that Senator Rubio talked about was, you know, being that guy who goes outside and gets hit, you know, by a tree that's falling. And, you know, but it just, you know, was like a little bit comic relief, only maybe because, like I said, you're stir crazy and you just laugh at anything. But I thought that maybe that should be FEMA's new slogan, you know, FEMA, F-E-M-A, you know, and, you know, don't be that guy, you know, don't be that guy that gets hit by the tree. You know, it's, you know, talk about the hype and the hyperbole that takes place. And, you know, with these, I think for the most part, the newscasters here locally, because that's all we heard about, you know, 24/7, it was wall to wall. It was like carpet bombing of hurricane information. And when you got that much, then, you know, it gets a little exaggerated. Some of the anchors get carried away and they make it seem a lot worse. And I was in touch with my mother back in California, 93-year-old mother, who was all concerned because she's hearing the news and they're making it sound, you know, much worse than what it is. I mean, hey, look, if the hurricane's a hurricane, it was a 4 down to a 3, and some of the areas of the state got hit really hard, and there's no doubt that it is serious. But I think we have to hold perspective a little bit on this stuff, because, I mean, you got people shooting bullets at the hurricane. Are you ready for that? I mean, It's crazy, but here
science,
it is.
Right?
This is Florida. That's what it is. You didn't know bullets could turn a hurricane around, did you? It's 5 minutes after. We've got Bruce Kaufman coming up next. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that is our mission, and if we're going to do it, heaven help us if we don't do it based on the truth. Everything is being rewritten and twisted, and you wonder for what reason, but this has opened the door to chaos, and this is what happens when you let go of reality and you let go of those anchors of truth. Right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right, and you kind of wonder, you go, wow, I'm in a topsy-turvy world. It's like I'm in the middle of the eye of the hurricane that just went through. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bruce Kaufman joins us. Our favorite historian, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bill, although, you know, it's the anniversary of a terrible, terrible day in our history.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I want to talk to you about, but very quickly here. I mean, you've gone through a hurricane, haven't you?
Yes, I've gone through a couple of hurricanes, but nothing like what is happening down in Florida and what happened in Houston.
Yeah, no doubt, Houston, pretty crazy, and the people that were affected, and certainly here in Florida, but it was amazing. I mean, I just want to, I'm glad it's over, and that was the sentiment of a lot of people, and hey, hurry up, come get through here. I think more than anything else, just to get outside of the hyperbole of the media. I mean, it was 24/7, you know, the sky is falling, and yes, it's serious, but it got to a point where, you know, when you have anchors and people filling time, they just get carried away with their rhetoric, and I'm wondering, I'm going, is anybody telling these people or even questioning what they're doing, I mean, with the fear-monging.
Yeah.
And, I mean, crazy stuff that was going on. I mean, there was a group of people, some guy put on his Facebook, you know, kind of being satirical that, just fire bullets at the hurricane. And it was like, you know, it was like 50,000 people or something went out and started firing. I mean, it's some incredible number. It was being reported. You know, started firing bullets at the hurricane. People, you know, that's like when I was in California. You get the Hispanic towns there in Southern California, and for January the 1st, they start firing bullets in the air. Well, where do they think it's going to come?
Yeah, right.
You know, if they go up, yes, but they come down.
Yeah, where they come down is the question.
Yeah, you start hitting dogs and family members and things like that. It's like, can you guys figure this out, you know? And so, I don't know, the part of our humanity sometimes that is so squirrely, I'm sure God looks down, you know, from heaven and just says, oh, those knuckleheads are at it again. Check out this latest episode. You know, they're firing at a hurricane, you know.
Right.
Like, what do you think, what's going to happen with those bullets, you know?
Right.
We are a comedy, Bruce Kaufman. But as you say, today, a rather somber day, especially in New York. And for those of us that remember the anniversary of 9/11.
Wow. Yeah. Yep, I was actually where I usually am. I was in Washington, D.C. when it happened. I was in an office building in Washington doing research for a paper, and you had a very nice view of the Potomac River,
mm-hmm.
and I could see the smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
Wow.
It was awful. It really was awful. It was an awful day for everyone, as we know, especially those citizens in New York. A little over 3,000 people died in the World Trade Center alone, including, by the way, somewhere around more than 300 policemen and 340 firefighters and paramedics, 23 New York City cops, and 37 Port Authority police officers all died trying to evacuate the people coming out of the World Trade Center. This is one of the amazing things, Bill, is that, okay, when a tragedy like that hits, everybody's leaving the building, and then all of a sudden these people are going into the building. All
the other way.
Firefighters, yeah. Knowing, and I'm quite sure a lot of them know that I'm probably not going to survive this.
Yeah, and there's something within the DNA, which is quite a study of the first responders. While everybody is running away, they go too.
Yeah.
And it's designed to them. I mean, it's some might say a fatal flaw. Others might say a courageous element of their DNA that just, they couldn't do anything else but to go toward danger, right?
Yeah, and that's what they did. That's their job. That's their duty. That's their mission. And I'm sure a lot of them thought, I'm probably not coming out of this, but this is my job. This is what I'm paid to do. This is what I love to do, and they do it.
Well, this will be another commemorative day in New York. It began a while ago with a program that started with a moment of silence, the families of victims of 2001 and the 1993 attacks will begin reading the names.
Yep. Yeah. In fact, my wife and I were just down there. We're in New York 2 weeks ago, and we went to visit it, and it is truly memorable. And yes, they include in the 9/11 memorial, they do include the victims of the first World Trade Center attack as well.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, and the other thing, too, that's quite stunning there at the memorial, Bruce, is that they also note the unborn children.
Yeah.
And I was really touched by that. Probably at least six unborn children were noted in the names of those on the memorial. And it is something real special, but something, just like all the other memorials that we have around this country, some most recently becoming controversial, they're to help us remember, because as human beings, it's so easy for us to forget. I mean, here it is 16 years later and you think this is all behind us, but there are some things that are yet to be resolved, regarding 9/11, not to mention the fact that 9/11 raises its head. Of course, one of the first things, and rightfully so, the reporters asked about is there a credible threat?
Yeah.
Is the White House seeing any credible threat leading up to this anniversary?
Yeah, and you bring up a point that I wanted to make, Bill, which is that one of the interesting kind of sidelines from my constitutional standpoint was that the United Airlines flight 93, the famous one in which they left 40 minutes later because there was a delay in their flight. And so they, when they were hijacked, they are communicating with their loved ones and family back home. And they know that this hijacking is not about money. It's not about releasing some terrorists in Guantanamo Bay. They know this hijacking is about crashing their plane into some building.
Exactly.
And so, as we know, Todd Beamer's famous line, okay, guys, let's roll. They attacked the cockpit. They wrestled the terrorists for control of the plane, and they all died. But that plane was destined for Washington, D.C. And a lot of people think that the target was Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And had it hit Congress and Congress was in session, it's quite possible 218 of the 435 members of the House of Representatives might have died, at which point Congress is no longer has a quorum and the government can no longer function. So this is Norman Ornstein from the American Enterprise Institute wrote a column about this later, and I cited it in one of my columns. We need a 28th Amendment. There are 27 amendments to the Constitution, and he's suggesting that because a senator dies, the governor replaces that senator, okay?
Right.
It has the power to temporarily replace that senator with another senator. There's no provision in the Constitution that allows for a replacement of the member of the House if that person dies.
Mm.
So Norman Ornstein was saying, we need a 28th Amendment in which there is a quick way to temporarily replace the members of the House of Representatives should some tragedy like 9/11 have stricken them. And there are still people who are advocating that be our 28th Amendment today, because Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these places, I'm sure that Congress is on their attack list at some point.
Mm.
And we need a way to make sure that there that the government can function. And the 28th Amendment should do that. I've written about that several times.
Well, not to mention what happened at the ball field here a couple months back, right?
Yeah.
What that could have done
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, which is not far from where I live in Alexandria, Virginia. Absolutely.
Bruce, can you stick around for another segment? You got time?
I do, sir. Yes.
Okay, I'd love for you to hang on. Thank you so much. Bruce Kaufman remains with us. This is Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
He sounds so bossy, doesn't he? Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. our one and only favorite historian, you know, and he is our favorite. I'm talking about Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, continues on with us. Bruce, I'm sure some people, you know, this is the first time they heard about a 28th Amendment possibility here, but it really makes sense, especially in light of what you mentioned earlier, the attacks on Congress, certainly what happened at the softball field. You know, unbelievable what could have happened had Scalise's body contingent had not been there. I mean, we'd have been into a constitutional crisis real quick here.
Yeah, and does anybody not think that Congress is a high on the list of terrorist targets?
Yeah.
It's the functioning of our government.
Yeah.
It is the Congress, the legislative branch, is the most important branch in the United States government in terms of public policy. So if you kill enough members of Congress and there's no longer a quorum, we've got a constitutional crisis, and we've got a constitutionally, legally defunct government.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the thing is, in a sense, the culture, the media, mainstream media and pundits somewhat contribute to the vulnerability of our leaders because of the way the language is about them. It just adds to the target, don't you think, a bit?
Yeah, without question, Bill. Without question. Absolutely.
Well, you brought up something as we were off the air talking about NATO. Something incredible about Article 5. And, you know, I had not heard this before, but you bring this into perspective, and I think it's important for people to remember Article 5 and how the only time it's ever been used. Break it down for us.
Okay, so after World War II, 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization was established, NATO. It was established to defend Western Europe from the Soviet Union. At the time, the Soviet Union had the largest army in the world. It had also taken over Eastern Europe, the Iron Curtain that it threw over Eastern Europe, as Winston Churchill memorably put it. So the Western European nations were terrified that they were going to invade Western Europe. So NATO was established to defend Western Europe, and the United States was a part of NATO. And there was an article in NATO, it's called Article 5, in which it says an attack on one member of NATO is an attack on all members. And the United States, being a member of NATO, that gave the Soviet Union pause, because if they attacked Western Europe, they're basically attacking the United States. That could have led to a nuclear war. Probably wouldn't have, but that left the Soviet Union thinking about it. And as a result, never in the history of NATO, until the Soviet Union collapsed, there was never once that the Soviet Union invaded Western Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Article 5, for the first time in its history, was invoked after 9/11. After the attack on America, Lord George Robertson, who was the head of NATO, the Secretary General, he invoked Article 5. So the irony here, and it's a wonderful one, is that after 50-plus years of thinking that the United States would have to come to the aid of Western Europe when Article 5 was invoked, Western Europe came to our aid after 9/11. That was the first time it was invoked. And as it happened, NATO members of NATO did do air attacks on some of the al-Qaeda strongholds in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we're talking today about some of the differences we have with Western Europe, but really this was a perfect example of the West uniting, and they united on behalf of us.
That is amazing, unless we forget. I mean, that was an incredible gesture and response, and it just affirmed the credibility of Article 5, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And it also affirmed that, you know, for all of our differences that we have in Western European over how to fight terrorism, of trade, whatever, it does affirm that when push comes to shove, you know, the West is united and should remain united, and hopefully always will be united.
Well, even over the weekend, the head of NATO spoke out against North Korea, Bruce, suggesting again Article 5 here, that there should be unanimity of the NATO nations to stand against North Korea. I mean, Nikki Haley has made it clear that something should be done, and there was some anticipation that perhaps over the weekend that North Korea might set off another missile. Fortunately, there's not one being reported, so
yeah.
It must have remained quiet. Either that, or he probably aimed at a hurricane and went back at him. I don't know.
Maybe so. But, yeah, I mean, Article 5, the UN, the problem, of course, with the UN Security Council is that anything the UN Security Council does invokes against North Korea, one member of that Security Council, two members of that Security Council are the Soviet Union and China, and China for sure would veto any measure that the UN. So we may end up having to invoke Article 5 on the NATO. I'm not sure about that. Hopefully that won't happen because that's really a drastic scenario. But I'm not sure that the UN, given the fact that China is a member of the Security Council and can veto any resolution, is going to be much of an effect. But it is a crazy situation.
Well, Bruce, one thing about 9/11, getting back to that topic, is that there are some things that are still left undone. We still have some of the terrorists still incarcerated at Gitmo.
Yeah.
11 years later, they're still there.
Yeah, they're still there. Also, one of the things that, I mean, we're making improvements here, but one of the reasons why 9/11 occurred was because our security agencies weren't talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So the FBI finds out that there are a bunch of young Arab men signing up for flight schools who seem to be very interested in flying the planes, who couldn't care less how to land the planes, because they're not going to have to land the planes. They're going to crash them into buildings, and they don't tell the CIA or the NSA. The CIA is monitoring the chatter in the Middle East, and they're overhearing that Al-Qaeda is planning a huge attack on America, and they keep that to themselves. There was so much interagency jealousy, rivalry, whatever, that the communication prior to lead up 9/11 was terrible. We are seeing some improvement on that.
Yeah, you say some improvement. I think that we still have a long way to go. I mean, institutions being what they are, everybody wants their own territory, it would seem. And I don't know if that's just human nature. You can chalk up some of that, I guess, to human nature. Again, like in all cases, I don't care if it's military, government, if we're not looking out for the greater good, then we leave ourselves vulnerable, don't we?
We do. We absolutely do. And that was one of the problems. I mean, when you think about it, and this from an historical standpoint, there are parallels to Pearl Harbor here.
Mm-hmm.
OK,
yes.
We had information that the Japanese were planning something big. We had information that Al-Qaeda was planning something big. And because of interagency rivalries and refusals to cooperate and all those kinds of things, two terrorist attacks in America that were preventable occurred.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look back on 9/11 with honor and with a broken heart as we remember those almost 3,000, as you say, not only the innocent victims, you know, certainly the first responders, our police and that. I hope upon hope, Bruce, that we get the right takeaway here, that we learn the lessons that we needed to learn, that we're not stubborn in our attitudes toward this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a whole nother study of the effects of 9/11 that Jonathan Cahn wrote about, but that there are some implications here that go rather deep, and I would hope that we would consider those other affects of 9/11.
Yeah, and also, I mean, we should remember the bravery of some of the people that were on the planes who knew they were going to die, and they're talking to their loved ones, and they're saying goodbye, and, you know, just some talk about heartbreaking.
Mm.
You know, one of the passengers on that flight, United 93, he's talking, and we monitored that because we had the telecommunication to do that. He's talking to his wife. His name was Thomas Bennett Jr., and he says, I know that we're all going to die. There's three of us are going to do something about it. I love you, honey. I love the children. And, you know, and that was the last conversation they had. And there are lots of those kinds of conversations that the loved ones had. I mean, because of the technology at the time, there were air phones, there were cell phones. They were talking to their loved ones home, knowing they were going to die, saying goodbye, saying I love you, all of us. It's just really heartbreaking, really poignant.
And they represent in so many ways the heart and soul of America. And dare I say the exceptionalism of America as well, all embodied in that and on display that entire horrific day of 9/11/2001, Bruce Kaufman.
Yeah, a day we should never, ever, ever forget, Bill.
There it is, Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Liz Peek joins us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
I'm just great. Although on this 9/11 day in New York, you always have a bit of a somber moment or two because it's still very fresh in everybody's mind. And today is another blue sky September day, just like that day. So, you know, there's a lot of thinking back.
Well, of course, a lot going on right now. They're reading the names of the victims, near 3,000. We got first responders in there. We've got unborn babies, the lives, that we remember 16 years later, and the big takeaway is, what has America learned from that?
Well, I think the big takeaway is, A, we didn't really understand it at the time. We didn't see it coming. And we really still, I think, in this country, have a very hard time understanding how it is that these radical Islamic terrorists haters. Mm-hmm. I think that is still a profound question mark in most people's minds, and they don't realize that this jihad has gone on for hundreds of years. It has focused and refocused, and now it is focused against the liberal values of the West, against all the things that democracy and the West represents. And you know what? Unfortunately, this is not a war that you win by regaining territory, though heaven knows in the case of ISIS, that is really an important accomplishment. Mm-hmm. It's a war of ideology and propaganda. And I think the United States has not done the very best job of confronting what is, people don't realize it's hundreds of thousands of hits every day on social media, or every week, I should say, by ISIS and its affiliated groups. It's an amazing campaign, and I don't think we are, you know, able to confront it yet.
Well, Liz, I think you're exactly right, and I still remember quite starkly an interview that Leslie Stahl had with a bunch of Muslims, young Muslims. And one young man in particular confronted her and says, you tell me one good thing America has done for us and maybe we'll think differently. And I, you know, so much to those words, you know, along that line. And I was shocked that Leslie Stahl had no response for that young man.
Well, and doesn't that say a lot? Because, and in fact, I've written about this in the past. If you look at what we put out on Radio Free America and so forth, it is not a full-throated support for the United States, our values, our system of government. Instead, because we are in an era where we like rather to criticize our country, that's really what you get. And in fact, I wrote about this several years ago. The reporters who were filing stories that were presumed to make our case to the rest of the world were rebelling because they were supposed to write pro-U.S. stories. That is a fact.
Yes.
And threatening to quit. Can you imagine? So who is arguing the case for the United States, for democracies, for liberal values? Not enough people.
Yeah, we're just assuming that they get it. You know, they come here, they see the freedom, and in some cases where you have these no-go zones, yes, no-go zones here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, wake up, Virginia, it is happening here. It's not a matter of when, it is already happening where Sharia law is taking place. It is the order of the day in some zip codes near you. And they have been ignored. And you say, well, wait a minute, we have the Constitution. Yes, but when you allow people to huddle together, as we know that old axiom, birds of a feather flock together, they're going to insist on their own rule. And this is what's happened here in our America today. And, you know, they don't come here. You know, Muslims not necessarily coming here and assimilating and offering something of benefit to the citizens of this country. They're looking to take their own stand and to create their own country and have it, you know, like they've done in Europe, you know, chew up the territories of the areas that they move into.
Well, obviously, there are a great many Muslim people in the United States who are enthusiastic citizens of the United States. There are also, though, as you point out, groups that are religious fanatics, and like all religious fanatics, they don't have any appreciation for the other point of view. And by the way, unlike most religious fanatics, they are willing to act on their beliefs in a way that is really threatening to the citizens of this country, as we have seen over and over again. So it should not be tolerated. And I think, you know, what bothers me here now, 16 years after 9/11, is that complacency has set in. We have a mayor of New York now who does not want to take an aggressive, intrusive position in ferreting out terrorists or would-be terrorists. And the explanation is that those measures adopted by Ray Kelly after 9/11 proved fruitless. You know what? I know for a fact, personally, that's not true, because I spent a day with the New York intelligence, the police intelligence squad, and I met a guy who had been undercover, embedded in the Muslim community, not in New York City, but in a close proximate city, and had had to come out from undercover because he discovered a bomb threat through people attending a mosque, and he exposed it. So he had to testify at their trial. But don't tell me that those measures were unproductive, because I know better.
Exactly. Well, and look at here it is. How many other instances like that have happened that have not been reported for obvious reasons, security reasons and the like, Liz? Otherwise, there would have been, and you can't tell me that they have not tried. There have not been attempts. I mean, we've had, knife intifadas occur on the streets of New York when I was there. four police officers got attacked. You know, and then we had a situation where two other police officers in their cars were, you know, were shot at. I mean, it's been pretty crazy. Not that particularly was Muslim, but the other one, the knife intifada that took place there in downtown Manhattan, certainly was.
Oh, there have been any number of would-be attacks. And let's face it, New York City cops have done an unbelievably good job. And sometimes it's been happenstance. The bomb that failed to go off in Times Square, as you may remember some years ago, that was just dumb luck. I mean, the guys just didn't do a good job and someone noticed the car. But I think the message on this day is we have to remain vigilant. We have to assume that there are people in our midst who want to kill us, who don't like what we represent. And frankly, I think Leslie Stahl was probably taken aback just in the way that most of your listeners would be if confronted with that. We think of America. We know America to be a source of good. We think of ourselves as a nation that is well-meaning and benevolent. We have never tried to grab someone else's land. We have never gone after the spoils of war. What we do is protect our citizens, and we help protect other endangered citizens around the world, a policy which, you know, is now under fire because it cost us an enormous amount of blood and treasure. All these things are difficult, but Americans stoically stand up for the fight, and God bless us. God bless America.
Mm-hmm. I think that we've let go of the concept of liberty and everything that liberty represents, Liz. We so take it for granted. Like you say, we've been so immersed in it that we just assume everybody else gets it. But, you know, that is almost, if there is a single word, a single rallying cry that should break through to everybody, is that we should understand what liberty represents. Lady Liberty right there, you know, in New York, standing tall with their light shining, should be a constant reminder. You know, if nothing else, that's the one word, a powerful word that this country represents, not only to its citizens, but to the world. But if we let go of our liberties, heaven help us.
I totally agree with you. And by the way, when you look at these people being shut down from speaking on college campuses, the next generation has yet to embrace those freedoms and the protections of liberties and the protections of different points of view. And as you say, woe be us if we let those go, because that's what our country is all about.
It's like the baton is being passed on and it's being dropped along the way here in this next leg of the race. And we've got to make sure that that baton is handed off in a very smooth way. But it's been a little cumbersome, but I think we can still work it out, Liz. I'm hopeful. Liz Peek is with us. Our conversation with Liz continues after the break. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, this is why you have to speak up, ladies and gentlemen. Let your voice be heard. Take advantage of your First Amendment right. It is here for a reason. Our founding fathers, in all of their wisdom and insight, knew that it was critically important and significant to the future of this great country of ours. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Liz Peek is with us, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, real quick, I wanted to comment briefly on Eric Bolling. Had a chance to speak with Eric about 3 weeks ago. We weren't talking about what was going on at Fox News. We're talking about his latest book. He was a champion for Donald Trump, and I'm sure he continues to be. And some of the stuff that happened, if he was targeted, because that seems to be the order of the day. Anybody that supports the president, there are groups that are just going full force. I do not have all the details to counter everything. All I know is that he was being called in by Fox News officials on the heels of some sort of I don't know how to call it, but you know, it was an accusation that he was with the text that he had sexually harassed two other employees 10 years ago, and dealing with that, and of course they decided last Friday to let him go, and within 16 hours his son commits suicide, supposedly as a result of the embarrassment and the pressure that his dad had been going through. And of course, Eric Chase Bolin, the 19-year-old, was attending college in Colorado, and you know, the only child of the Bolins, and it's just really a sad and sadder story.
Yeah, it is a terrible story. Obviously, our hearts go out to the Bolins. Anyone who loses a child, I cannot imagine the grief. I don't know that it is definitely a suicide. My impression is it was a drug overdose of some sort, but I think we really shouldn't jump to conclusions because I really don't know.
Right.
As far as Eric is concerned, look, I think, yes, the knives are out for people who are on the right generally. And I think this must have happened because Eric would not have left without making a lot of noise unless it was real.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem to have been a long time ago, and you do wonder about the motivation of bringing, well, I don't think you do have to wonder about the motivation of bringing this out now.
Mm-hmm.
It was an attack on him, and who knows why, right? But I got to tell you, Fox is a mess. I mean, yes. They've lost so many people. And I'm very happy that Charles Payne is coming back. He's a good guy. I've worked with him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back to take over the Fox Business Show, making money and high time, because he had had to face some accusations of marital infidelity. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that if you were at MSNBC, my guess is no one would really even pay any attention to it. So I think it's unfortunate that there is this concerted, kind of attack, is really the right word, on people on the right. I don't find it surprising. I'm on a personal level, I feel incredibly sorry for the Bollings.
Yeah, exactly. And our hearts are out for them. And as you say, I know that there had been suggestion of a possible drug overdose. I said suicide. I may have misspoke there. So I appreciate your correction on that, because it is, and you're trying to, keep this within, within the proper perspective. But all this hysteria, I mean, this all, like you and I have talked about before, you've got a teacher now that tells a student, for example, that you can't wear a swastika to school. And that teacher was referring to a MAGA shirt that a student was wearing. So she likened a Make America Great Again Trump shirt to a swastika deal. This was at a Georgia school district. We're just unhinging ourselves here.
Yeah, I think that there is hysteria across the land. Honestly, I don't want to say I don't understand it, because I understand how ordinary people are getting swept up by the likes of Charles Blow in the New York Times and all the media writers on the left who are making this out to be, this presidency out to be, a calamity for the country, a reversal of social progress, et cetera. I really kind of wish everyone would calm down and actually look at what the president is doing.
Exactly.
Because there's a reason people voted for Donald Trump, and it had nothing to do with abortion or gay marriage or any of those really hot button issues. It had to do with jobs, economic progress. And today in the Wall Street Journal, there is an absolutely fabulous piece about how our economy absolutely should be able to grow 3% and how the Obama years prevented that from happening. I really, really recommend it to everyone. I tweeted it out this morning.
Right.
But there's a myth that we're doing the best we can, which basically means that Trump's promises of undoing that regulation are nothing but meddling and sort of nefarious activity. People need to read this, because it is not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, reality-wise, we got 3% in this last report. And this is in spite of all the, stick in the spokes that the opposition has been putting into this president and this administration. And meanwhile, as you write about, the frustrated voters are saying to the GOP, do something, for goodness sakes, would you?
Well, exactly. I mean, people are kind of waiting to see their vote matter. Republicans were told that give us a majority in the House, give us a majority in the Senate. Okay, we have those things. We have the Oval Office. What now? And why is it? And frankly, I know this gets me into trouble, but a lot of the problem is on the far right. It's the Freedom Caucus who is sticking by principles that they think their voters hold above the agenda that President Trump has laid out. I think they're wrong. I think they're going to be hurt by obstructing the repeal and replace of Obamacare. Who can argue that that was a good outcome?
Yes.
And for those people like Mark Meadows and others who talk about what we really need is entitlements reform, the Senate bill and the House bill that was designed to take away all the taxes and fees and so forth of Obamacare, essentially rendering it non-existent, contain the biggest reform to Medicaid, which is, by the way, in turn, the biggest out-of-control entitlement program we have right now that we've seen in decades. It was a huge achievement. And who blocked it? It was the Freedom Caucus, who pretends to have enormous concern about our fiscal future. I really don't have confidence in these people. I think that they are talking one way and voting another. I don't think that they have the interest of the Republican Party or the country at heart. What I really mean is I think they're kind of phonies. In lofting these positions and then basically voting to do exactly the opposite.
Exactly. Well, they don't understand compromise, Liz, in a way that, you know, like exactly. Ronald Reagan suggested. And if you're in trouble, I'm in trouble right with you on this stance because, you know, I think that Donald Trump said it very clearly. Who do you think you're going to negotiate better with, the Republicans or with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
Well, that's exactly right. They don't understand compromise. And again, they think that their backers, you know, they can go and raise money on, hey, we stood up before, you know, a half measure on Obamacare. I hope that some of their funders and their voters begin to understand the damage this group has done. And by the way, my guess is most of their backers are people who supported Donald Trump. So if it comes down to a showdown between the Freedom Caucus and Donald Trump, I think they're going to go with the president because he has done a better job, frankly, of articulating his ambitions for the country. What does the Freedom Caucus want to do? Nothing that's going to happen. I mean,
yes. You're exactly right. They're in a no-win-some game here. And you look at Donald Trump, you talk about doing something, said, okay, Nancy, why don't you come over? You know, there's no beer summit. Chucky, come on over. We're going to work something out. And this was, you know, a little bit of a shock to the system, and I think a positive one.
Well, I do, too, and I don't know what it will lead to. I doubt it's going to lead to any kind of major comedy in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he kind of indicated his impatience with the GOP Congress, and I think voters were very ready to see that. Look, I think he could have negotiated a better deal, maybe 6 months instead of 3 months. What difference does it make? I mean, 3 months in politics is an eternity, as we all know.
Right.
And it was pretty clear that as much as Mnuchin did not like the deal that came down, he was equally opposed to having to go to war to raise the debt ceiling. And by the way, all this skirmishing about the debt ceiling, as you well know, is really bogus. Because if you want to draw a line in the sand on spending, so get in front of the omnibus bills.
Yes.
Get in front of the agriculture bill. Mm-hmm. Do something about spending, not about paying for what we've already agreed to spend.
Well, that would take some different courage, wouldn't it, Liz?
Yeah, yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
right.
And, you know, I think it's interesting. I have never been someone who was really down on Congress. I felt like they were trying to do their job as sort of complicated as it was, et cetera. Now, I got to tell you, I am getting totally fed up. And I think I'm not alone. I think that's sort of where the nation is.
No, I think you've touched exactly on the aorta, I believe, of where the nation is. They're frustrated that here it is, after all these changes, the Republicans now have majority control in the Oval Office, both houses of Congress, and we're mired. And this is, I got to tell you, Republicans and conservatives alike, they're rather embarrassed over this, Liz.
They should be. They should be embarrassed because I think the country is set up with the complexity. We always hear, oh, well, you can't do that because it's too complicated. You know what? It's their job then to make it simpler.
Exactly. And well, Liz, we have to leave it right there. As always, we appreciate the inside good stuff here. Liz Peek, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Independent contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea.